speedbuilders.com. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I must now perform one of my obligations as the judge in this case to give you certain facts both in this case and in the law in general. It is your sworn duty to accept these laws as absolute and follow them as I indicate to you. You may not substitute any idea you might have of what the law is or what you believe the law should be. You must attempt to determine the facts from the witnesses and the evidence that was presented to this court, and from those facts decide how they are influenced by the laws. To decide the facts is your duty, and to interpret the law applying to this case is my duty. As the sole judges of the facts, you must determine which of the witnesses you believe and which you will not believe, what portion of their testimony you accept, and what weight you will attach to it. At times during the trial, I have sustained objections to questions asked without permitting the witness to answer, or where an answer has been made, instructed that it be stricken from the record and that you disregard it and dismiss it from your minds. You may not draw any inference from a question which I did not allow to be answered, nor may you consider testimony which has been stricken in reaching your decision. I instruct you that the law requires that your decision be made only upon the evidence that's before you. As the judge of the law, it is my job to decide what evidence is reasonable and proper for your viewing. Such items that I have excluded were excluded because they are not legally admissible and should not play a part in your deciding the outcome of this case.